This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. It is Tuesday morning, Party Line edition, or Tuesday edition of Party Line, I should say. I get it right. Shan Sheridan with you, little Crosby, Still and Nash. And that's such a good sound. They were just a great group. Okay, it is Tuesday morning, and it is great to be with you. Going to be another, it's going to be a cooler day. Cooler day than what we've been used to the last couple of 3 days. High near 53 today with a chance of showers, but not too many. So I think we're going to be okay. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, maybe a shower or two later on, kind of like yesterday was. But it is Tuesday, and our sponsors helping us make Tuesday happen on Party Line. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now. 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. BooneCountyDailyNews.com. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Your free local online newspaper for all of our region, including the little communities like Pickard and Edna Mills and Moran. And there's all those little communities. Jamestown. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water, and Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Sheep's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, and Freckles Graphics, Arbor Woods by Sheep's, and Welty's Exteriors, all helping us today with our online telecast, HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by those fine sponsors. And again, greatly appreciate all of those folks that pay into the program to make it happen so that you can not only hear it, but also see it. And we appreciate that very much. This morning, a little bit later, we've got Healthy Communities coming in. I think Laura Archibald is going to be coming in with Healthy Communities. We'll get an update on what's happening with Healthy Communities. Right now, in studio, you hear him often here on WILO. You hear him quite frequent on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Mr. Carl Greengirch. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. A little cold, but pretty great.
Yeah, Carl, you don't have your blanket with you. You need to bring your blanket.
I thought about it. Yeah. I have like a poncho blanket.
Was it Linus that had the blanket? Is that Linus?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Linus and his blanket. You know, he got to go everywhere. But I do see the ponchos at ball games a lot. You know, those, and they kind of look like blankets, but they just kind of go over your head and wrap them around you. But I was wrapped up last night. I had my grandson's baseball game over in Lafayette, and it was a lot cooler than I anticipated. That wind started to knife into, I think it dropped down to about 49, 50 degrees by the time the game was going. And with that breeze, I think it felt more like 43 or so, and it was a little chilly. So thank goodness for my IU Health blanket that I got as a gift, and I threw that baby on, and it was awesome. And every once in a while, you got a little speck of rain that even makes it even like, okay, is it going to sleet any moment now? So, all right, Carl. So, but you're warm now. The studio
warmer.
Gets warm.
Warmer.
Well, yeah, the studio is pretty warm in here, so it gets pretty, actually can get pretty hot in here sometimes. I guess it's depending on the topic, but you bring us only coolness today. So with Coach Kids, because you're representing Coach Kids today,
yes,
and I know the community layout. You wear many hats. Yeah. I even saw you the other day taking a picture of Katie out in front of the building. So you're like even the photographer.
That was actually the video that was posted on the United Way, just her talking about our programs.
Right.
And we only had to take it a few times, but she got it. She got it.
Got it down. Well, so what's your official title?
My official title is the programs manager because now I oversee all the programs.
Okay. So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about, you know, Coach Kidd's been around for a good while. How many kids are involved right now? As you're the program director, you probably should know this, but I think people sometimes don't realize just how much impact this organization's having.
Yeah, so we're nearing 200.
Wow.
And that's mentees, I believe. And then for mentors, if you add in the high school mentors, then we're way up there because we have like 60 at Rossville and we have over 40 at Central and Prairie. And so it gets up there.
So let's talk a little bit about that program first, because I think that that is something that was instituted a few years ago to get our older teens involved, our high school group involved with working with elementary. And I even think junior high, they do some junior high matchup, right? As well.
We do now.
Okay. How has that worked? Has it been something that has been, that you feel like has been successful? It can be a little bit of a struggle sometimes matching the right personalities, because you know how kids can be. It's like my big brother. I don't like my big brother. So, you know, but how does that work, and how do you guys go about matching those kids?
Yeah. So usually we end up having all the applications come in and we vet them and everything, and then they get approved. They have to do a training. And then once they have that complete, we go into the matching process and we talk to our contacts at the school, which is usually the counselor of both the elementary and the high school. And then from there, we get their feedback of who they think would need maybe a little more direction, or maybe somebody who will put them in their place if they need to, or somebody who's just really laid back and will have fun with them. So that's how we kind of match the personalities, because they know their kids better than we ever will, because they see them every day. So we make sure that their input is taken into account so that we get that perfect match. And sometimes it's not the perfect match and we can swap them around a little bit, but most of the time they gel perfectly.
Yeah. So when you do that, do you ever do any personality tests or any kind of analytics that kind of go along with that?
I think we used to, but then it was just a lot more to the process that we kind of just took away, because we did have the two contacts that would know them really well, and they were basically their personality test in a way. So it'd be fun to do one, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done many of those. It sometimes can be scary, too, so you never know what lurks underneath.
We do a personality test for one of the other programs,
right,
though.
Continuing with the youth program, so what is that called? Is that a certain particular title for that?
Yeah, that's our Local Heroes program. And then in the schools, we kind of go by Coach Kids Club.
Yeah.
Just because it's a club, that way they see it as a club rather than something they have to do outside of school.
But the Coach Kids Club are the high schoolers,
yes,
connected with the younger kids.
Yes.
The local heroes is the business, the adults,
yes,
that are connected.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's the same program more or less, but it's just to make it so that they see it as a club rather than an extracurricular activity, because
right,
we want it to be during the school day, so it's a club.
Right. You know, and the high school kids, the older kids that are involved in this and engaged in this, it's not really just one-sided that, you know, the mentee is receiving all this attention and time and energy. It really is going to help the mentor in that regard, because it's something to put in the portfolio that they were able to volunteer for and be a part of, but it's also building their self-esteem and their confidence in working with another individual, preparing them.
Yeah, and a lot of our mentors are in National Honor Society, and they're in DECA and CRASH and all that type of stuff. So they need service hours as well, and this is a perfect way to get service hours, because it's 30 minutes a week, and if you have, 30 weeks of school, more or less, then they get around 15 service hours every single year just through our organization and just for meeting with their mentee. And then also they get the benefit of the mentee impacts them just as much as they impact the mentee. because we just did a little campaign with the United Way. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. We were posting a bunch of our mentors and their mentees, and a lot of the mentors sent their favorite part about it. And a lot of them said they love going in every single week and just being happier because they met with their mentee. Their mentee really made them a lot happier, or their mentee has taught them a little bit of patience and stuff like that. And they've only been meeting for a few weeks.
Yeah. It's not quite like the, there was some sitcom. I can't remember what happened several years ago where they were matching up. It was something like a Big Brothers, Big Sisters or something like that. And they were matching up a person. And the first thing the kid did was like kick the mentor in the shin and said, I don't want to be with you, you know. And it's not quite like that. You guys do a much better job of getting everybody connected.
I can only hope.
Yeah. Carl hasn't had any of those bad experiences yet, so hopefully that will not be the case. So then you take that program, which is that in-school program, mm-hmm. But you have the Local Heroes, which is the adult program,
yes,
where we ask business leaders or really anybody that qualifies, and there's a qualification part. There's background checks and things that have to go through to connect with a kid.
Yes, and a lot of our adults that are in that program are teachers that work at the school or the school adjacent. So most of our adults are in the Frankfort schools. So they're in Suncrest, Green Meadows, and Blue Ridge, because before this year, we didn't have any high schoolers that were in the program at Frankfort because they were traveling off campus. So this year, we finally implemented that, and it's been going really well, but we still have a lot of those adults, and a lot of them are teachers, and the Green Meadows usually go to Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge goes to Green Meadows. And then Suncrest, they just see a different grade level so that it's not the teacher of the kid meeting with the kid, because that can be iffy there because they see him all the time.
Right. Well, and what's so cool about this, though, that you get away from that where they're seeing them all the time and mm-hmm. it's kind of become taken for granted, to a point where there's still a familiarity, where they're still, you know, they still see a person. They may see them in Walmart, or they may mm-hmm. see them in the local store, or, you know, Schultz's or whatever the case may be. They may, hey, there's Carl. You know, hi, how you doing? You know, that's another connection, I think, which is so cool, because, and if they are connected to the school, it might be the situation that they end up having them as a teacher. And now mm-hmm. there's already a relationship established, which I think is pretty neat.
Yeah, we actually had an instance, because we got a little bit of a later start this year because we were implementing the high school program. And then also because there's that additional background check that Frankfort's requiring this year. So we got a little bit of a later start. And one of our mentors saw their mentee from the previous year at Walmart. And he said, are you going to come see me? Like, where have you been? And then she apparently tells him, like, if you've been bad, the teacher will tell me and I won't come see you. So you better be good. Yeah. And he's not had any issues since, because he wants to see her.
Hey, that's how we coach junior high football. We know the teachers tell us when you've been bad or good. So it's kind of like Santa Claus. You know, we know exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they do. They normally do. They send us an email or whatever and say, hey, the grades are kind of slipping here and you need to be focused on this or whatever the case may be. But that's part of the process, I think. That's part of community, being able to, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't get away with anything because, you know, Tommy's dad, if he saw mm-hmm. you doing something, he's going to call, you know, my dad or mom and, you know, or whatever the case may be. It's that accountability and hopefully that responsibility that those kids have. So, what have been some pretty cool things that have happened in Coach Kidd this last past year?
We've had a lot of events, as you know.
Yeah.
And then we've also launched the Frankfort.
And you took some kids to like the ball, like you had a pretty busy summer.
Yeah, we had the Aviators game. Yeah. Then we had, before that, we had the Local Heroes Day at the Bay. Then we had the Aviators game. And then we had the Red Barn Summer Theater Preview Night. And then we had the Community Hope Day at the Bay, and we also had what else did we have thrown in there? There was so much.
Yeah,
we had trainings. Every
was there a zoo visit at some point? That's planned. Maybe I know there was talking about the zoo at some point.
We might do that next year.
Yeah.
But at this point. I don't know. I know that you were talking, and it's apparently really pretty in the wintertime.
It's unbelievable. Really, that would be a great thing if you could do a trip to during the holiday season of lights down at the zoo. It really is pretty impressive.
Yeah. My only worry would be travel. But besides that.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? Maybe this is a call out to the schools to say, hey, can we get a bus driver that would be willing to donate their time? Maybe one of the schools would donate a bus and get kids down there safely. And, you know, you'd probably be there a couple hours and then, you know, come back. And it's a great 4-hour trip. You know, it's instead of a 3-hour tour, it's a 4-hour trip.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the 3-hour tour is.
No, I do not.
See, that's Gilligan's Island, Carl. So, see.
I know Gilligan's Island, but I don't know anything about it.
The theme song, you know, just sit right back and you hear a tale. You don't remember that?
That sounds familiar.
Okay. It's about the three-hour tour. All right. I'm trying to bring you into my generation, Carl, but it's a challenge. So, okay. So, so the kids are not going to Gilligan's Island. They're going to be staying around here in Frankfort. But what are other some things that Coach Kids are offering to both mentee and mentor, whether it be training? I know you're the program director. What are some other things that that they can expect? If they were to call today and say, hey, I heard it on the radio, I'd like to be involved, how do I get involved?
Well, it all kind of depends on which program they want to do with what we offer. So we do have trainings for everyone and the public. You don't even have to be a mentor to go to the trainings. And those are every other month throughout the year. And a lot of them are like credited. So we have the ACEs training. We have developmental assets. I think that's what they're called. Okay. And there's like 40 of them. And then that can tell you how like you're going to develop as an adult and all that type of stuff. It's really cool to go through. And then we also have understanding complex family dynamics and stuff like that. So we have those every other month, and they're free, open to the public, and they're usually on the second or third Wednesday, and they're from 6 to 7. We have a whole schedule that's just on our Facebook page, and we have it at the office, so you can always figure that out. And then depending on which program you go into, everything's going to be different. So the local heroes, we don't have that many outside events or anything. It's just really that 30 minutes a week. And then we have the local heroes day at the bay at the end of the year. And that's just a free day at the bay with your mentee. The mentee's family can come. Your family can come. It's really fun. And then we also have the Friends for Life program, which we've already started, so more than likely we wouldn't really need any new mentors right now for that one. But at the beginning of the school year, we always need new mentors.
What's Friends for Life?
So that's our out of school curriculum based program. So it's kind of like a meld of both the local heroes and the community hope, but it's more focused on 9 through 12. So we'll go over things such as applying to college, dorm room checklists, safety on campus, and stuff like that, just to make sure that they're prepared for life after high school. And whether that's going into college, trade school, whether that's going straight into the workforce, there will be something that will help them. And it's once a month, it's 1 hour a month, and it's usually the second or third Wednesday, and then we have multiple locations of where we meet.
Well, you know, to me, Carl, there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, they want to do something, they want to get involved. They've got that heartstring that's pulling, but yet, you know, they look at things like foster parenting and all of that, and they go, oh my gosh, it just seems like an overwhelming responsibility, an overwhelming task. This is a great step in moving in a direction. Even if you just wanted to do the local heroes program, it's 30 minutes a week. You know, that you can give to a kid that maybe ignites something deeper that you want to go further, and that could be that Friends for Life or the Hope program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of people that go from local heroes to Hope because they build that relationship, and then after the school year ends, they don't get to really see each other until school starts up again, so they want to join the Hope program so they could see each other throughout the summer. And that one is basically 4 to 6 hours a month, and you just meet outside of school. So whenever you two both are available, you go out to dinner, you go to games, you go to the park, or we have events every so often. I'm trying to get back into the swing of once a month, but you know, that start to school.
Oh, yeah.
I was not about to try to.
Yeah, right.
So that one is more of a rigorous application process because you are going to be transporting this person. There's not really necessarily going to be supervision besides you and your mentee. So we have to make sure every box is checked. So that one does take a little bit more dedication and is a little bit more in depth. So just be prepared for that if you want to go into the HOPE.
Yeah, the, you know, a quick story about the local hero. I was a local hero several years ago, 20 years ago now, and I was it for maybe 5 or 6 years. But the thing that was crazy, I got paired with a little guy. His name was, I'll just say Jay, because it was Jason is what his name was. But he, it was one of those weird situations because, unfortunately, the instability in his family, he was moved back and forth to a lot of different things. So one day, I mean, like, he was not there. And they said, well, he moved away. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I had a gift for him, and I was, and so anyway, then about a month later, I get a call from Coach Kids, and they say, hey, Jason's moved back and he's in a different school though. And mainly it was because it was a really tough situation. He had multiple, the male in his life was a revolving door. The father was gone and there was just no person. And so I ended up reconnecting with him, and we spent that whole year pretty much together that last year. Anyway, long story short, I lost touch, had not talked to it. And so about 4 years ago, now Jason's now like 20 years old at this time. And I run into a person at the hardware store, and it was at Kramer's at the time, now Gilman's. And he said, you look familiar. And I said, well, you kind of look familiar, but I said, I'm thinking of you for Christ, kid. Anyway, he says, I think you were my local hero guy. And that was Jason. And so, I mean, so you just never know what you're going to, the impact that you may make. And it was just, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, like it was a Hollywood moment or anything like that. It was just simply, hey, I remember you. And so I kind of asked him where he was, and he had a rough situation and multiple, you know, breakups and life and stuff. But I think about, though, what type of impact that you may have, that a kid would remember you, you know, that a kid would recognize you. And I think that is such a valuable lesson for all of us, that if they remember you, then how much more valuable was the impact in their life with you just being there? And I think that's the dynamic of Coach Kids.
Yeah, and 30 minutes a week, it's really not that awfully much, but you'll have those
kids. To the
kids.
Kid it is, though.
Yeah, because the kids, I know Katie's kid, for example, he will be riding with her to school, and he'll be like, I get to see my mentor today. he knows, and he brags about it because he's so excited to see him. And that's one thing, like, a lot of parents have kind of felt that getting this recommendation for their kid to be in the program is a reflection on them as parents, but it's not.
No.
We have kids from every walk of life in this. Kids that just kind of need that 30 minutes outside of class, or they just need another friend, or maybe they are having some challenges, or they're coming from a home that just does not have the money to be able to purchase food or something. And there's a wide variety, and we always have the resources as well to help those families that are struggling, and then also support those who just need us.
It's statistically proven that most successful people, I can't remember the number, I'd have to look it up, but I used to do, in my work with youth over the years, I would know these numbers like off the top of my head, but it was like in the 80 percentile of successful people could narrow down at least part of their success to having a positive relationship with a loving, caring, compassionate adult outside their parental guidance. And that's either a coach, a pastor, a youth pastor, a teacher, a coach kid mentor. It's somebody outside the norm, because what's happening, you know, to Carl, for me anyway, I had that person, we moved a lot, but the person that probably had the most impact in my life was in Alabama, a guy by the name of Harry Melson. He was a youth pastor at the local Presbyterian church. But he was just a lay guy. I mean, he wasn't paid. I mean, he was an older adult. He was actually worked for NASA. Very talented artist. He was an artist for NASA. So he painted a lot of the pictures of the spacecraft and everything. And if you go to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, a lot of his art was displayed in the gallery. Anyway, the bottom line is he was, and why he was so impactful, he was just the kind of guy that says, hey, you know, kind of hit you on the shoulder and say, hey, what's going on? Or he'd come and grab you on the back of the neck and say, all right, shaking things up, Sheridan, what's going on? What's happening? You're looking down. I mean, those are the things, though, that just because of that little extra attention, it got you out of a slump. It got you out of a funk that you were kind of thinking, well, nobody cares. Nobody recognizes me. Nobody notices me. And then all of a sudden somebody comes up and, you know, grabs you and I remember they played a prank on me. And all the youth kids came over to our house and they did a little prank. And I was always like, wow, for them to do that, you know, to take the time to think of me, even though it was a funny thing, I didn't take it as a bad thing. I thought, that was pretty cool because ignoring people or isolating them that's not a good thing. If you can bring them in, I think that's the great thing about Coach Kids is you're pulling that out of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see that every day.
Yeah, and I had not thought about it until right now.
Yeah.
But mine was my English teacher in high school.
There you go.
I didn't think I really had one until you just
So why is it your English teacher? Why did he come to mind or she came to mind?
So she was what we called our face-to-face teacher, which was basically homeroom, but it was more personal, and you had them all 4 years.
Yeah.
So they started that when I was a freshman, and she was considered the quote-unquote mean and strict teacher.
Yeah.
But then
Barb Siegfried in our county from all the Bulldog kids would know that. So, but
she's actually like one of the sweetest people ever. She's just kind of strict in her class.
Yeah.
So freshman year, we kind of got to know each other a little bit. Then sophomore year, I had a really rough time. I don't know why, but I just did.
Tough year. Yeah.
She was the only consistent thing that was there for me, and she would be the one that I could go to talk to about anything. And then since I had her for the next 2 years, we got really close, and then we just talked every day to the point where I would go to school early just to sit in her class and help her with prep time, and then we would just talk about what the day is going to be and everything in just that 30 minutes. And then usually we'd spend time after school too. So about 30 minutes before, 30 minutes after. So an hour a day. And it really just changed my entire outlook. And I ended up majoring in English.
Wow.
I was going to major in math.
Wow. Wow. Because your math teacher didn't give you as much time. That's the thing.
Didn't loved give her too, but I didn't see her that awfully often.
But again, the point is someone was investing in you and you didn't even recognize it maybe at the time.
Yeah.
And maybe subconsciously you did. And that's why it was brought to the forefront today when you start thinking about those people in your life that said, you know what, she could have easily kicked me out of the, she could have said, you know, this is my time, I don't need you to be around me, Carl. But she didn't. She opened up her room. And I think that's what Coach Kids does, is that you're basically opening up room in your life to help another young person, recognizing another young person, that first of all, that you see that they exist and that they're there. And then, because it is amazing, I talk to families on a regular basis, and I talk to teenagers all the time, coaching kids. I'm also the not only the pastor, but also the youth pastor at our church, because we got to do, you know, you're involved in everything at a small church. But when you're talking to kids, the one thing that that's a constant, consistent, that is consistently real, is that no matter what you do, no matter how much you pour into them, it's that teenage years are the most difficult, I think the most difficult time of a kid's, of a person's life, period. Because there's a lot of voices going on and they have a lot of choices, but there's a lot of things telling them, oh, you're not cool enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not fat enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not all of these things that get, you get, and you start playing that in your mind. And it takes, many more positive enforcements over to overcome those negative, because the negative can be even that self-talk that you're telling yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having coach kids, having somebody to be, hey, you're going to be okay. You're all right today. Don't let anything else, don't lose focus on who you are. And, you know, I think that's the importance of an organization like Coach Kids.
Yeah, and that's one reason why we have opened up the Local Heroes program to the middle school. Because before it ended
That's the most challenging.
Before it ended at 5th or 6th grade, depending on the school. And then once they went to middle school, they had to wait until freshman year to be a mentor now.
Yeah.
So we opened it up to the middle school because a lot of our Community Hope mentees are middle school age. And so we recognize that there is that need in that age group. And it could be outside of the Community Hope program. It could be the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're an eighth grader and you're matched with somebody from high school, they can kind of help guide you to what you need to do in high school and how you make that transition, because it's a big transition.
Yeah.
You're just going from one end of the building to another for a lot of the schools, but it still seems like such a big transition. And then if it's like a senior with a sixth grader, then they're just hanging out with a cool senior.
Right. Well, And I will tell you this, and I know there's no teenager probably listening to this program today, but this is something that can be relayed to the teenagers. Somebody's watching them. There's a younger kid watching them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't care who you are, there is a kid watching you, because I see it all the time, and I see kids that can display negative behavior that a kid will emulate or imitate, or that positive behavior, but it depends. But if you get involved and engaged in a kid's life, and you're investing in them, they're more likely to want to emulate and imitate you, mm-hmm. versus that other rogue kind of character that might be out there. So never underestimate the unseen things that teenager may do or may not do, because it is being seen. Because I am a living testimony of seeing that coaching middle or junior high football, and see how those kids look up to those older kids, and whether it's bad or good, they're looking at it,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they will, unfortunately, imitate it sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the successes of the Community Hope program.
Yeah.
Because they spend 4 to 6 hours a month with them, and they start to take on their positive traits and their positive behaviors, and they have that time to instill those into them. So I think that, honestly, is probably one of the biggest benefits.
Absolutely. Well, Carl, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep up the great job, man. I appreciate it. I know you're people hear your voice all the time on the radio, but not necessarily in this capacity. So you do a lot more than just give the news here on WILO and Clinton County Daily News. You're a part of the community, and we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you, man. Tell Katie we said hi, and all the folks that are working there at Coach Kids. Again, doing the Lord's work. Keep up doing the great job.
So, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Carl Gingrich joining us this morning from Coach Kids. It's a little after 9 o'clock. I'm a little behind schedule, but that's okay. Hey, just time flew by with Carl, so it's always a good time talking with Carl. Been a great asset to our community for sure. We're going to take a quick break. Come back, talk to Healthy Communities here on Party Line on WILO.